Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Cocky Score: A Fake Relationship. Hockey Romance is the steamy, enthralling kickoff to the Hawkeyes hockey series, penned by Kenna King. In this sizzling romance, readers are introduced to the passionate world of college hockey, where ambitions run high and hearts are laid on the line. The story centers around the trope of fake relationships, a popular and tantalizing theme in romance literature. Here, readers meet the alluring characters who must navigate the choppy waters of love, deception, and the pursuit of their dreams. With a rich backdrop of competitive sports and the complexity of human emotions, King crafts a narrative that is both engaging and deeply satisfying. The book seamlessly blends the exhilaration of hockey with the intensity of romantic entanglement, making it a compelling read for anyone who loves a good romance with a sporty twist. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the intricacies of a fake relationship. At the heart of Cocky Score lies the intricate dynamics of a fake relationship. A popular trope in romance novels, the fake relationship in this story is utilized as a tool for mutual benefit between the protagonists. They each have their own reasons for maintaining this facade: a public image to uphold and personal goals to achieve. However, the complexities arise when genuine feelings start to infiltrate their pretend liaison. Through this storyline, readers explore the themes of authenticity, vulnerability, and the masks people wear to shield their true selves. The narrative delves deep into how pretending can sometimes lead to deeper truths, making us question the nature of our relationships and the facades we maintain in the pursuit of acceptance and success. Secondly, the competitive world of college hockey. Another pivotal theme in Cocky Score is the competitive and demanding world of college hockey. Through the eyes of the protagonists, the readers are given a front-row seat to the pressures, challenges, and triumphs that define collegiate athletics. The book carefully balances the romance with the sport, providing insights into the discipline, teamwork, and passion required to excel in hockey. This setting also serves as a rich backdrop for character development, as the protagonists navigate their personal and professional lives. The portrayal of college hockey is not just about the sport, but about the dreams, sacrifices, and perseverance it embodies. It beautifully illustrates the journey of athletes striving for greatness while managing the complexities of their personal lives. Thirdly, character development and growth. A standout aspect of Cocky Score is the nuanced character development and growth witnessed throughout the narrative. The protagonists, thrown together by circumstance, evolve in meaningful ways as they grapple with their fake relationship and the very real feelings that emerge. This book keenly observes the transformative power of love and companionship, even when it's founded on a lie. Their journey is a testament to the idea that people can change, often in unexpected ways, when faced with the challenges and opportunities that love presents. Through conflicts, miscommunications, and the eventual breaking down of barriers, readers witness a compelling evolution of characters from individuals driven by their needs to people who learn the value of sacrifice, trust, and openness. Fourthly, themes of honesty and trust. Central to the narrative of Cocky Score are the themes of honesty and trust, which are tested and explored in the realms of both the fake relationship and the world of college hockey. The protagonist's initial engagement in a facade puts these themes into immediate question, setting the stage for a deeper exploration of what it means to be true to oneself and others. As the story unfolds, the importance of honesty in building a genuine connection and trust as the foundation of any strong relationship comes to the forefront. These themes are further complicated by the competitive secrecy of the hockey world, where the characters must navigate the tension between being a team player and pursuing individual goals. Through this, the book poses poignant questions about the price of ambition and the place of integrity within it. Lastly, the resolution of conflict in HEA. Ultimately, Cocky Score captivates readers with its resolution of conflict and delivery of a heartwarming happily ever after, HEA. As with any great romance, the journey to love is fraught with misunderstandings, obstacles, and moments of self-doubt. The narrative skillfully brings the characters through a maze of emotions and challenges, leading them to stronger self-awareness and mutual understanding. The resolution of the fake relationship's inherent conflict provides satisfying closure, affirming the belief in love's transformative power. This conclusion is not only rewarding, but also reinforces the novel's overarching messages about the importance of truth, vulnerability, and the courage to embrace one's desires. It is a testament to the enduring appeal of the HEA in romance literature, offering escape, hope, and a deep emotional connection to the readership. In conclusion, Cocky Score, A Fake Relationship. Hockey Romance is a must-read for fans of contemporary romance, especially those who have a soft spot for sports-themed stories. It offers a perfect blend of passion, drama, and the thrill of hockey, making it a standout in the genre. Readers who appreciate character-driven narratives will find the book's exploration of themes like honesty, trust, and personal growth particularly compelling. It showcases how love can flourish in the most unexpected circumstances, making it a heartening read for anyone looking for a story about overcoming obstacles for love. Beyond its entertainment value, Cocky Score imparts valuable lessons on the significance of authenticity and vulnerability, making it not just a source of escapism, but a mirror reflecting the complexities and beauties of human connection. Its universal messages about love, ambition, and self-discovery are reasons why this book can have a lasting impact on readers' lives, encouraging them to pursue their passions and open their hearts to the possibilities of love. If you would like to support Kenna King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.